And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There are a lot of complex decisions to be made by elected leaders in the coming months regarding the coronavirus pandemic, but one thing is already crystal clear. We must protect the right of people to vote in the November election. As was demonstrated in last week's disastrous Wisconsin primary, we must have systems in place so that people can vote without putting their lives and those of their neighbors at risk. Fortunately, there are workable solutions. For instance, despite President Trump's nakedly partisan attacks, voting by mail has shown itself to be an extremely useful and effective option. Indeed, some states, both red and blue, rely on it entirely. And while voting by mail isn't perfect, we'll need investments in security and help for people unfamiliar with the process, there's reason to believe it could even lift overall voter turnout. The bottom line, it won't be simple, but Americans can and must come together to conduct a fair, high turnout election this fall. Anything less at this moment of unprecedented crisis and great political divisions would deal a terrible blow to Democratic government. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.